CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable, powered by our friends over at betonline.ag. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Qualia, here with Mike Molino. No Marv is on tonight, so it's just me and Mike. And the Patriots laid an absolute beatdown on the Tennessee Titans on Sunday with a final score of 36-13. And, Mike, I got to tell you this. I'm tired of this, and I don't blame people, but there people keep putting asterisks next to these big games. We every time we come up to these big games, we're like, okay, this is a measuring stick game. And then we get to it, and whether it's just because that team starts to suck immediately after they play the Patriots or right before they play the Patriots or whatever the case may be, it always seems like there's an issue that diminishes the win a little bit. And, of course, people are doing that with the Tennessee Titans. A lot of injuries on that team. No Julio Jones. Obviously, no Derrick Henry. No A.J. Brown for the game. He was hurt. Although, Tennessee did run all over the Patriots. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the Patriots got a win. And it's a win against, you know, on paper, at the time, the number one seed in the AFC. Let's start with this, I guess, the easiest question. What stock do you put in this win? It's a big win, 36-13, but what stock do you put in this win against a brutally banged up Tennessee Titans team?
Yeah, you know, I get it. People are looking at this Tennessee Titans team, and you just listed them, the amount of injuries they had, losing Derrick Henry, losing, you know, having Julio Jones in and out of the lineup, having A.J. Brown in and out of the lineup. I get it. They're banged up, and the Patriots played a banged-up team. At full strength, could it have been a very different game for the New England Patriots if the Tennessee Titans were on full strength offensively? Maybe. Because, yeah, A.J. Brown is a great receiver. Julio Jones is a great receiver. And Derrick Henry
Julio also has been eh this year. Like, I really don't think he would have been.
Yeah, inconsistent, but he's still a threat out there. He's still a threat. And then Derrick Henry, who's the best running back in football, if those guys played, would it have been a different type of game? Possibly. Because at the same time, they still got to go up against the New England Patriots defense that has been playing very good football defensively over the last couple of weeks. So maybe it would have been different. Who knows? Maybe it would have been more low scoring. I don't know. But at the end of the day, Nick, because if I go down that rabbit hole, I'll be one of those guys like, well, yeah, they weren't at full strength, so did the Patriots. Nah, screw that. The end of the day, the Patriots beat an 8-3 team. They beat an 8-3 team who, like you said, you know, at the top of the AFC, because that's what their record has them. Yeah, they've had injuries, yeah, whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, their record has them at the top, or had them at the top of the AFC, and the Patriots knocked that team off. So, yeah. Great win over a team that, you know, possibly should have been a challenge for you. Whatever you want to call it, however you want to see it, the Patriots knocked off a team with an 8-3 record. So that's how I'm going to play it out. That's how I see it. I'm not going to read too much more into that. But I will say, you know, there are games ahead that will determine more. Yeah, the Patriots, you know, have beaten some contenders over the last couple of weeks. But I still think there's two games ahead against the Buffalo Bills that will really tell you a lot. You know, you can obviously argue, and I know we'll maybe talk about this a little bit later, but you can possibly argue, even though they're both against the Buffalo Bills, which game, home or away, is more important for the Patriots. So, I mean, the road ahead is something to look forward to, but, you know, I like these victories that the Patriots have had over the last couple of weeks against contending teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, so this is the problem, like, that I guess the Patriots have been dealing with, like, when it comes to the legitimacy of the wins. And you know, I'm basing this off of, you know, the media, Twitter specifically. You know, you check out all the comments, which, by the way, my favorite part of the Patriots doing, not only playing so well and on this win streak, but my favorite part is every time I check, for the first time in a long time, it seems like, ESPN, these media outlets, they seem to be in love with the Patriots. Every single day, it's Patriots, Patriots, how good is this Patriots team? Are the Patriots back? Bill Belichick, blah, 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 right? And you check the comments of those. And, you know, I don't want to specifically point out one fan base, but the Bills fan base, they really want to delegitimize, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? They really want to take away from these Patriots wins. Like, oh, these wins don't count, blah, blah, blah. Might I remind you guys that you lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Like, not even like too early in the season. Like, it really wasn't that long ago that you lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, like, all right, let's pump the brakes there, guys. But people just keep taking away from these wins because the first one was the Chargers. Now we've seen that the Chargers are kind of inconsistent. They didn't look to be at the time that the Patriots played them, really, but they've proven to be inconsistent. The Browns are just a train wreck. I don't know if the Patriots started this. You know, they started some a little bit leading up to the Patriots, I believe, except they had that big win the week before. The Browns, as we saw on Sunday Night Football this past week, they just stink. Lamar Jackson tried to give the Browns that win. What do you have? Four turnovers? Four interceptions?
It was an ugly game.
It was a terrible game to watch. The Browns, turns out they stink, so people are going to, you know, take that one away. And then you look at this game against the Titans, everybody's banged up. So now we go into next week. And my question is, like, is there going to be a reason to take away from this potential win, too? I'm not saying they're going to win, but if they do win, like, I'm sure people are going to find excuses. And sure, if you look back at these past few games, like, there are excuses to be made as to why the Patriots might have had an easier time than we thought with getting these wins originally. But, you know, up against the Bills, like, this is the test. To me, you've got three tests left. You got two games against the Bills. And, you know, I think you'd agree with me, too. We've changed our tune on the Colts. The Colts are a team. The Colts are a real team. And you know why the Colts kind of scare me now? Because yesterday, so the Patriots run defense. It was obvious that the Patriots wanted Ryan Tannehill to beat the Patriots. If they're going to beat the Patriots, they really left that up to Ryan Tannehill, which turned out to be a good game plan. Didn't even throw for 100 yards. But these two running backs, not named Derrick Henry. Okay, you know what? I swear to God I had – oh, here they are. Hillard, 12 carries for 131 yards. Foreman, 109 yards on 19 carries. A lot of running yards, a lot of rush yards that were put up against the Patriots yesterday, including one at the end of the first half, which should not have happened.
Oh,
terrible, terrible play defensively by the Patriots. And then early on in the second half, they almost did it again. But luckily you had J.C. Jackson, I believe who it was, who stripped that ball with Jalen Mills diving on top of that football. But, you know, the Patriots yesterday, regardless of what the Tennessee Titans were health-wise, that's a good win. 36-13 against, yeah, sure, again, they're banged up. But 36-13 on a well-coached Titans team, I think Mike Vrabel is a very good football coach, with a defense that's still solid, 36 points, you had a day. And by the way, shout-out to my Nick Folk fantasy football owners. 20 points.
He's blessing people in fantasy.
He's an awesome story, too. but yeah, that win against the Titans, people are already trying to take away from it, right? And they were doing that immediately on Twitter. They were doing it before the game. It's a good win. To win 36-13 against this Tennessee Titans team, regardless. Like, okay, yeah, A.J. Brown, you put him in that game. I really don't – he probably would have been a little bit more of a factor, but I don't think he would have been a game changer. Like, let's put it that way. A.J. Brown's in the game. The Titans don't win. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes their offense a lot more interesting. No one expected their running backs to go off the way they did. Hillard and Foreman, I believe you said their names.
Yep.
No one expected those guys to run the way they did. And for the most part, the Patriots defense has done a decent job. I wouldn't say they've been spectacular, but they've done a decent job with the run game in the last couple of games. I mean, you're dealing with this team in the Tennessee Titans who doesn't have Derrick Henry. So you figure, all right, you're probably not going to get much out the run game. Who knows if you get anything out of the passing game. But, you know, their running game made things a little interesting for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, they only managed to score 13 points. But those guys were able to break off some pretty big, interesting, and solid runs against this Patriots defense. I was shocked. I definitely was shocked. But I think, like you said, in their mind, Nick, they probably wanted to, you know, not focus too much on the running game because you probably didn't think these guys were going to have the days they did, and just try to limit Tannehill as much as possible. And they did a solid job. You said they held him to under 100 yards. I didn't even know that.
93 yards, I believe. I got that written down somewhere. At least I thought I did. 93 yards, 11 for 21 passing. I think he started 8 for 8. So they held him to 11 for 21.
They did a solid job containing Tannehill and limiting him, his options. But, you know, the running game just exploded. And like you said, it could have been a lot worse. That run at the end of the first half was one that gave them some life. And then if it wasn't for J.C. Jackson punching that ball out, who knows where that drive would have put the Tennessee Titans in the score. So, you know, it's a little bit of they bent a lot. You know, the Patriots defense, they bent a lot. But at the end of the day, they did not break per usual. Brother, that's the Patriots way.
Now let's talk about Mac Jones. Mac Jones, you know, a lot of people are saying that he had a very, very, very good day. I think he had a really good day, especially against a tough Tennessee Titans team. Now, here's the question I wanted to ask you. Let's get ahead of ourselves here. How far can Mac Jones take the Patriots? Because, you know, there's the question, obviously, and again, I'm seeing this all over the national media. Mac Jones, obviously, he's a rookie. This Patriots team, if they didn't have a rookie, people would be saying, okay, this is a Super Bowl contender, which some people are already saying they're a Super Bowl contender. Mac Jones, obviously a rookie. No rookie's ever been to the Super Bowl before. And I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. My question is, how far do you think Mac Jones can take the Patriots? Mac Jones, he has the most yards per attempt in the NFL this month, according to NFL on CBS, with 8.63, which, by the way, noodle arm. Thought he was all dink and dunk. Thought that's all he did. So, you know, they pushed away that narrative a little bit. Chris Collinsworth, here's what he said about Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the best rookie quarterback. Why? He's throwing a catchable pass 85% of the time. That's the best in the entire league. Mike, how far can Mac Jones take this Patriots team? Realistically.
Mac Jones has looked really, really good in his rookie year. I definitely believe he's easily the best rookie quarterback out there right now. And I don't even think it's close.
It's not close.
He's not close at all. He's by far the best rookie quarterback in the NFL. Now, he's doing this in some games, some pretty big games for sure. But can you trust a rookie when they're possibly on the road in a divisional game? Can you trust a rookie possibly maybe on the road in an AFC championship game? I don't know. Has it been done before? I mean, Tom Brady did it almost his rookie year. I mean, he did get hurt in like the AFC championship game. They had to play.
Drew Bledsoe. He wasn't a rookie.
He wasn't a rookie, but it was his first year. Yeah, I get that. So let me take that back. Brady wasn't a rookie. He just was in his first year starting as a quarterback. So it doesn't really count. But that's really my question. Can you trust this 22-year-old kid in these big either win or go home type of games in the playoffs? This is where, as great as I believe Mac Jones is playing, I really want to see this defense continue to find their identity, because while I believe Mac Jones will have a solid career and he'll continue to gain confidence and whatnot, I personally believe he does have some areas where he needs to grow still. I do believe his pocket presence is kind of bad, pretty bad right now.
I think he's got to throw away the football sometimes.
Sometimes he holds on to the football. Sometimes he just doesn't read where the pressure's coming from, where the blitz is coming from. So there's times where he's just standing back there. And when he gets hit, he gets hit. When Mac Jones doesn't read or step up in the pocket or move around or whatnot, and the defense brings the pressure, he gets destroyed. It is pretty bad. But that's on him as he continues to to grow and develop and mature in this league, you know, he'll get better at that, I believe. So with that being said, while I do believe he's playing, you know, pretty solid football for a rookie quarterback, it's this defense that might be the team that carries you maybe this season, maybe next two, three seasons, because, again, he's 22. He's going to be 23, 24, still young, but he'll improve. But you're going to want to have a solid defense around him. Yeah, you can bring weapons. You know, they have a solid receiving core this year, some great tight ends. Shout out to Jonnu Jones, finally making a little impact in the game.
Jonnu Smith.
Say it again?
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. I said Jonnu Jones. Sorry.
It's a sick name.
Yeah, shout out to Jonnu having an impact in that game. But it's going to be the defense that I feel carries this team a little bit. Definitely this season and maybe the next couple seasons. Like I said on the last show, this is looking very similar to those early Patriots teams in the 2000s. Tom Brady was solid. But it was the defense that really had the identity of the New England Patriots team. You have a
how far can they go? How far can Mac Jones and this team go?
Mac Jones and the team can go far. As long as the defense continues to grow and develop, J.C. Jackson, Matt Judon, you know, Bentley playing well, Duggar's continuing to develop. You got guys there who are somewhat young and can continue to get better and really give this team a solid identity moving forward. So I believe this defense can take them pretty far because they've held teams that are known to put up points in check. I know Tannehill was missing some guys, but Tennessee's a team that can somewhat put up points. Same thing with the Cleveland Browns a little bit. Same thing with the Chargers, but this defense showed us a lot. And they've been creating turnovers. That's huge. I don't know what the turnover stats are in these last couple of games, but this New England Patriots defense is creating turnovers, which is huge. So I think Mac Jones and the Patriots can go far because Mac Jones is a solid young quarterback, but this defense has a legitimate identity now.
All right, now before we keep on going, Mike, we got to talk about our friends over at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline has you covered all season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head over to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. How far can the Patriots go with Mac Jones? I'll just be honest, and I'm not saying they're going to do it, okay? But if there is a team that could go to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, it's this Patriots team. And not really because of the offense, although the offense, I think, is operating a lot better than what we thought they were going to do. This defense.
Yeah.
This defense is an absolute wagon. I was looking at, or ESPN posted this, winning on both sides of the ball. Points per game, Patriots, 35.2 first since week 7, by the way. Opponents' points per game, 10.5. You're holding teams to 10.5 points. You're winning football games. And I think and this isn't a knock on Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones has been exceptional for a rookie quarterback. I do. But the Patriots, I think, could go far in the playoffs, potentially make it to the Super Bowl, despite Mac Jones. With the way this defense is playing. This defense is playing incredible. I mean, you have guys like Matt Judon who are playing at the top of the league. They are the best at what they do in the league. This defense can carry this team to the Super Bowl. And again, despite Mac Jones, and that's not a knock on Mac Jones, because I think Mac Jones has been playing awesome this year for a rookie quarterback. So, yeah, I think this Patriots team could make it to the Super Bowl, and that's going to lead me to my final question of the night here. Mike, if I had a gun up to your head right now, can you definitively say, this is, that's an intense way to phrase this question, but can you definitively say the Patriots are the best team in the AFC?
No, not yet. I can't say it yet. Like I said, there's these Bills games coming up will prove a lot. I know they've had solid competition in the last couple of weeks, but I think these Bills game will really tell me what I need to know about this team. And specifically, the next Bills game, which is in what, this week 13, I believe. And I think they're hosting
December 26th, I believe. Next Monday night, the Patriots are in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, yes, sorry.
December 26th is the home game, I believe.
Okay, I wasn't sure which one was the home and away game. But if the next week's game is in Buffalo, depending how the Patriots perform in that game will tell me what I need to know about the New England Patriots team. Because in my opinion, that game, not the other Buffalo game when they're in New England, that game in Buffalo is the biggest game of the season. And if the Patriots come out and perform similar to what we've seen the last 3 weeks, I would definitively say, you asking for me to give you a definitive answer, I would definitively say if they beat the Bills next Monday night in Buffalo, the Patriots will be in the AFC Championship game. Who their opponent is, I don't know yet. I mean, the rest of the AFC has to shake out however they shake out. But I know Patriots will be one of those teams in the AFC Championship game for sure.
The most dangerous team to me still, and this kind of goes against what I just said about the Patriots, but the Patriots going to the Super Bowl also, on top of their defense and the way that they've been playing, I also think that partially has to do with the fact that, in my eyes, everybody in the AFC is beatable. This is not an AFC this year where there is one team that is dominant. You know, like, in the past, you've had, like, the Broncos, right? Peyton Manning and the Broncos. You've had the Patriots and Tom Brady. You've had the Chiefs the past couple of years. Right? This year, everybody in the AFC is beatable, but the most dangerous team to me, I cannot definitively say the Patriots are the best team in the AFC because the Chiefs still scare the hell out of me. The defense for the Chiefs is playing great, playing very good. And that's something that they've been lacking, right? The Chiefs offense, I think they can still turn it on. We know all the talent on that side of the football. Clyde Edwards-Helaire just came back. Very good running back. Patrick Mahomes, we know how talented he is. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in football. Tyreek Hill. That's an offense that can turn it on. And if they do, if they turn it on and this defense is playing the way they are, I think they're the best team in the AFC, no matter how they've played so far this season. But I still think they are the best team in the AFC. But, you know, that could change over the next couple weeks. If they don't pick it up, that's all depending on if they pick it up. If they don't pick it up, then yeah. I think you could say the Patriots are the best, but right now, as it stands tonight, I'm still giving that title to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played, a lot of football, and I don't think anybody's ruling out the Chiefs, just because, you know, for the most part, like you said, that offense can easily turn it on. There's Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. They can turn on and have a huge game out of nowhere. And would you be surprised if they did? Not at all, because that's just what they've been capable of doing these last couple of seasons. So, you know, I believe Kansas City Chiefs are the team that you're looking like, yeah, they can most likely be there. Like when I say be there in the AFC Championship game. It's very possible. But in terms of the New England Patriots, they've shown a lot these last couple of weeks compared to how they started the season, for sure. Night and day, what a difference it's been. But I still think you have to handle a very solid team, a competitive team, a strong team like the Buffalo Bills. On the road, go on the road and beat the Buffalo Bills. And I know for a fact, I know people are the Patriots back? Is Belichick back? You beat Buffalo Bills in Buffalo next Monday night, you're going to solidify a lot of people's thought about this 2021 New England Patriots team. You just got to go out and make it happen.
Yeah, but you know, if they do beat them, it'd be well. The Bills have been stumbling lately.
Yeah,
that's going to be, you know, even though they just beat the Saints, that's going to be the narrative that's painted out there. This is going to be a very good game. This is, you're right, the biggest game of the year for the Patriots. But if they beat them, I'm sure we'll see some trolls on Twitter. Well, the Bills, they were stumbling. The Colts, they beat the Colts. The Colts lost to the Bucks. How good are they? So that's it. CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable, powered by our friends over at betonline.ag. Once again, Nick Qualia and Mike Molino. Guys, we're going to be back next week. Not sure what day because the Patriots play Monday night, so we're going to have to figure out a different night to record, I'm assuming. So with that, we will talk to you guys next week. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening.